Front desk. Pizza parlor. Woni koni feinstuben haben? Zimbabwe. Costa Rica. Drew here. Yo. Muje gumcha haye. Hello, Mr. Schmeckenberger. How can we be of service this morning? Si, digame. Kenneth Bones residence.
All right. Most of you had some variation of a question about Brock Osweiler and the offense struggling, and the way I just put it is very nice, okay? And I'm looking at you. Yeah, you. The one that sent in that, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to use Robert Barker's question, and Bob Barker says this. Who's more to blame for the offensive woes, Brock and the O-line or O'Brien Godsey for lack of offensive creativity? If you ask any of those people involved that question, each of them would say me. So they all collectively got to get better. You got to remember they're 3-2, the Texans are, and they can go to 4-2 with a win over the Colts. But the long answer would take a few years to answer, but the short answer is each of those guys has got to get better, Brock included. O'Brien has said he's got to get better. It's a collective thing. And Bob, even though we don't have a skinny mic for you to hold, you did win that Showcase Showdown. So email right here and say, hey, I'm Robert Barker, and I won the scratch-offs, and we'll send you some scratch-offs, and you can make a lot of money. Andrew Gonzalez, dear Drew, it's obvious the O-line is not holding up. Less than 3 seconds in the pocket will kill the best of any QB. Changes need to be made. Well, I think the change that you're going to see made is just the cohesion and the chemistry that comes with a little bit of time. Dwayne Brown played in his first game last week back with the team at left tackle. So give it a little bit of time because that guy is one of the best in the game at it. And once they get on the same page, you're going to see this offense take off. That's what happened last year, second half of the season. Once they figured out all the combinations and got a cohesive unit and everybody was starting the same game, that's when they went 6-2. Got a lot of ladies asking questions. Hannah Exley, dear Drew, with the amount of injuries the Texans have endured this past offseason into the regular season, who would you like to see have a breakout performance and step up into the leadership role for the team? Dwayne Brown. I think Dwayne is a leader on this team, and the more he's in the game, the more he's around, the more reps he gets back going, I think the better this team is going to be. You see him, he's an emotional leader in the locker room and on the field beforehand. He's my guy. Dwayne Brown is going to be your leader. Is already a leader, but that's only going to get augmented with more time. Good question, Hannah. Katie, the raving fan, has this. Dear Drew, if all the world is a stage, where does the audience sit? In the front row. Barkley Flamenco, that's the best name that we have today on this Dear Drew segment. But Barkley Flamenco, Dear Drew, I thought you were sporting a Paul Wall grill for a moment there. Nope. Brian V, Dear Drew, how can I obtain Super Bowl 51 tickets for this upcoming February? Go Texans, desperate for some tickets. That's a great question, Brian. And you spelled February wrong. There's no I in February. I suggest you reach out to our sweet sales team. Those folks are awesome. I love them. You can find information at HoustonTexans.com on the sweets part. Sweets is spelled S-U-I-T-E-S, not sweets with a W and two E's. They've got the options for the Super Bowl tickets included, but be ready to open up your wallet, if you know what I mean. Ashley Tate, dear Drew, who'd you rather be, Captain America or Iron Man? Superman. I'd rather be Superman. Ashley Anspaugh, dear Drew, if you were to participate in the Fuddruckers Build-A-Burger, which Texans player would you want as your teammate? Easy. Give me somebody fast. So because of that, I'll go with Will Fuller, or I'll go with Akeem Hunt. He's on the practice squad, but both those guys are lightning fast. And that's the name of the game in that contest, right? All right. Big game. Sunday Night Football coming up. The Colts are in town. Beat the Colts.